Yeah, what you're going to see with water trading entity is a bit more of the same as we did for the main account, albeit that we have two separate accounts, the main and the trading account. The methodology and the process we follow in terms of identifying the strategic goals, the indicators, and the targets is the same process that is followed. So you're going to see the same format, so a bit more of what you've just seen. So looking first of all with that area of financial management, and I'm not going to take you back to the scorecard, but under finances you had the issues of financial management there and revenue improvements. So if you look at the five indicators that we have under financial management, and that's under program one, administration, is percentage completeness of the asset register, and we're certainly working for this year 13-14 to have the asset register 100% accurate, and that's in line with the work that we've been doing with the BPRC in terms of making sure that 2014 we reach that target of a clean audit. Percentage reduction irregular expenditure. Always quite difficult to make sure that you have 100% reduction of irregular expenditure, but we can't target for anything less than 100%. If we had to target for anything less than 100%, that would indicate that we expect and would expect and would accept and be happy with some irregular expenditure, but we can't do that. So 100% billing versus the actual billing versus.
Let's shoot over this stuff.
Okay.
Finance.
We write down the bottom. You'll
we'll
see
get
that
a full report under the budget.
Okay. Chair, then implementation of the programs. Here again, you'll see under the job opportunities linkage back to outcome four and similar type of indicators to what we had under the regional bulk infrastructure program. Then in infrastructure development, there you've got the major projects which are funded via the main account as through to the water trading who implement. So you'll see there's a cross-reference to slides 32 and 34, which I'm going to come to in terms of the rationale, and that's around the percentages that we use. Why is this thing so slow? Infrastructure rehabilitation, I touched on that with the dam safety.
Can I just say something about this? You know, I must say, I'm not a keen fan of percentages when it comes to projects. Because, I mean, I don't know what the AGNM feel that to try and say we're going to see if a project is 85% finished is like almost impossible to do. I mean, what does it mean, you know? And I wonder what other... Maybe you can check for us, AG, what other methodologies there are to try and, in a more realistic way, measure a project. You know, for example, a project that hasn't started. You know, there's a lot of things that have to be done, all the initial things and the phases, and I mean, you still have to get money, and the planning and all that. Whether one doesn't break that down, for example, to say, you know, that when a project like this one in Transkei, the old Transkei, you know, that we want to start a new project. I mean, if we're there, I don't know what we've done here, but if we give it, say, a percentage, say 12%, what does it mean? Whereas if you're saying it's the initial phases that you want to finalize the initial phases in 2 years, for example, that's more measurable. Let me give some thought to it. Really, I was checking the DIA as well. When they hit percentages, sometimes you try and think, but what? How do you measure that? I mean, it's almost impossible. Okay?
Okay.
So give some thought to that, please.
Chair, we put up there on that slide there, which slide 33, which gives some rationale on infrastructure project from the planning through to operations and maintenance. And typically, that as a depiction, we allocate 25% to planning, 25% to design, 25% to construction, commissioning, and then operating and maintenance. Now, the planning is part of the design work on a project. You will see that measured within the main account because that's where that work happens. Some of the design work moves over to the infrastructure branch where they do in-house design, and then that moves to that structure. So when you come back to any one of these with a job like controller and river augmentation being 95% complete, that 95% would be a percentage of that 25% in terms of construction, and that's looking at the hard infrastructure. Now, I mentioned in my opening statement that there is...
So it's 90% of the construction phase.
Yeah.
So it means that the construction will take place probably then over 2 years.
Or three, depending on
the... Well, the other 10% probably in the next year.
Yeah.
And this other one is 20% for the design. So the design is going to take place over a few years.
Design may, not necessarily over a few years.
Yeah, but if it says you're only 20%, you're going to finish in 1 year.
Chair, let me just get back to the slide there. I think that's which the 20% one you can put.
It's 20% then, there's a 12% design there as well. The Clan William one is 20, and then two below that is a 12% one also for design. And then a 25% for design below that.
But Chair, bear in mind, and I'll get Zombie to come in a moment, Clan William, for argument's sake, while there is design work that carries on the actual dam, the structure itself, the project is already starting with the relocation of the road. That's part of the overall project. So that work starts. Zombie, can I ask Zombie?
No. I just want the methodology at this stage.
Okay.
I'm not worried about the detail.
Yeah.
The methodology, all I'm asking you, if that means 20% in a year.
And
what are you saying, no?
Yes, that's what I need to explain. Chair, it's percentage of a space. So if planning will take us 2 years, so it will be 100% planning over 2 years. Then if we are at 50%, we'll then report the end of one financial year that we are at 50%.
Your answer of no is wrong.
Mm.
That's exactly what I'm saying to you.
Mm.
If it's designed 20%, it means you're only going to do one in that whole year. Next year, you're only going to do 20% of the design.
Mm.
Then I'm saying to you, does that then mean that that's going to be over the period of 5 years? Particularly it means that, because you're going to do 20% of design in a year.
Mm. No, okay. I think...
But that's what it says.
Yes.
What are you saying, no?
Because this is what we're trying to correct. That it's the 25% that is wrong. It is percentage of a phase. A phase, we all know, Captain, like planning. When it kicks in, it kicks in slowly. And then so when you read this thing, you need to be reading it with the project plan. When you look at it, then you'll see that your contract is saying, when are you going
to... Ma'am, you keep saying no, but then you're not saying anything. This I'm telling you, you're telling me over and over, 20% of the design phase. It's 20% of the 25%. So I'm saying to you, it takes you a whole year to do one-fifth of the 20%. Are we going to take 5 years, because it's 20% a year, to design this thing? Or take the 12%, the next one, 12% of the design phase. You only do 12% of the design phase. So 88% is left over after that year of the design phase. Not the construction, which you're actually building. Where you're just drawing pictures and saying and doing the architectural and engineering stuff. So I'm saying to you, I mean, all I'm asking is, and I don't want the detail now of how you're going to do it. I'm just saying, are we sure about that? It just looks wrong to me. That in a whole year, you're going to take 20%, and there's still 80% of the design left after that year. Wow. I know why you're shaking your head. You don't seem to understand your own things. I don't know why you're shaking your head. Just listen to me, Mr. Balder. Is it correct that you're reflecting here the 20% of the design phase, and you've divided into four phases, design is 25% of the project? So in a whole year, you are going to do 20% of the 25%. Is that correct?
Chair, you are correct.
So why does he keep on telling no?
Chair, what we need to do is to have a look at the full Gantt chart for that project. We've just done a roll-up. So if we do 20% of the design in 13, 14 year. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're starting that design right at the beginning of the year. It might be work that starts towards the end of the year, with the other work following through quite early in the second year. But one would have to look at the Gantt chart, the project chart for every one of those projects, and just to see where those elements kick in and are completed.
All right, continue.
So the infrastructure projects are conducted in a regulated framework in terms of the requirements of the National Water Act, the Water Services Act, NEMA, and the PMMA. The projects are often dependent on multi-year and interdisciplinary inter-departmental factors. Budgets may originate solely from the fiscus or be combined with public or private funds. Often those budgets fall into defined bigger project categories, which require specific reporting formats as well. The projects involve intricate stakeholder engagements. Testing of infrastructure models at their designated laboratories can take significant amounts of time. When the targets and indicators developed in terms of the what we believe are the industry best practice and project management principles. And Chair, I would suggest that we pick one of these projects and actually run through at some stage through the project from its inception through to completion along the Gantt chart that we can see where
you can do it when you come tell us when you come to the budget hearing, didn't come and do that.
Yeah. Okay.
And maybe you should make some comments here on the rationale. Mm-hmm. Because if you put 20% of the major phase, then what I'm assuming is the design phase, is that the first phase is finished, planned, is finished. You are now 20%. If that in that year you're only going to do 20% of that, whatever phase it is, then if you have already done some of that phase in the previous year, so let's just say you've done 20% of the design already in the previous year, you're now going to do 20% more, then in the comments you should say 20% of the design has already been finalized. So that we can understand, when you say design 20%, then we know that there's 80% left. But if some of the design has been done in the previous year, then we'll know 60% is left, or not 80%. Okay, so I think that is the only thing that will help us, the one little thing that we need further to understand. But I'm assuming when you say here, the major phase, that percentage, all previous phases have been finalized. And that you're in that phase and whatever percentage. The only thing I think is missing here, as I say, is in that phase that you're working. Because the construction may take 3 years. So you may finish the first lot in 20% in the first year, 30% in the next year, and the last lot in the last year. So it could be that some of it's been done. I think that all that you should really add there, okay?
We'll do that, Chair.
And then I want you to relook the design things, if it's correct that the performance you put there. Because, I mean, I would like some explanation. I mean, if you say you're only going to finish 12% of a design in a whole year, are you expecting to do the rest of the design in the next year, or will design take 3 years to finish? Very difficult for me to understand how design takes. I can understand construction, we start building, that takes many years. But for the design and the plan to take years and years and years, I think it just seems wrong to me. So I want you guys to relook your target indicators before you let Minister sign this.
Will you?
Go ahead.
Then we also just identify some of the project risks which would impact on performance, the various holidays and breaks, inclement weather, acquisition of land, levy interventions, skills availability, stakeholder interest of the party engagement, environmental authorizations, really touched on inter and inter-departmental
Let's skip this.
Okay.
All right, let's go one page.
Chair, this is just depicting numbers again. This is the, remember I did the cross-reference integrated catchment management, which takes place under Program 4, and these are the areas.
I really want to congratulate you putting 100% there for applications finalized. You get very few departments that put that they'll do 100%. they'll put 90 or 80 or... I really think that's a good target to put.
You've got to achieve it, Chair.
No, you have to achieve it. I mean, I just find it very odd when people put a target at 80%. I mean, that's...
So, Chair, that's take us to the end of the departmental part of the...
Have you got a backlog also as part of your strategic plan?
The license backlogs.
Whether it's license or whether it's other backlogs, do we make it part of the strategic plan or is it not?
We'll chair the backlog.
Are there targets? And
sorry.
No, that's what I'm trying to understand.
Yeah.
Or is it just a separate thing?
No, if you go, I can go back to the slide. But
no, just tell me if they're...
Yeah.
You do it. So both for infrastructure and for licenses, where they're backlogged, we've got a target indicator, performance indicator for it. Okay. That's good. Okay, any questions around the water trading? Mr. Dr. Huang?
Thank you, Chairperson. My question is just the same like the Chairperson argued about this multi-year project. I'd like from the AG side can explain. Because you make the plan design and the construct the commission is all the 25%, 25%. So this one is, I'd like to know how you allocate for the budget by this multi-year this project, this budget. Because it is maybe cost you are 3 to 5 year or 7 year, 10 year, some the big dam. So I don't care your plan or your design is 25%, 12% or 10%, because you indicate that it's a different project or a different, because this dam is a different size. Yeah. So this one we understand for this, from the your original, this story, this combination. But I like to know, because you say the 25% for the, this one, allocated for the budget, the more important we want to understand. If you from there is a 25% plan, the 25% is a design, these are for the projects or the your budget allocate. If your budget allocate 25%, 50% before you construct, you already paid the 50%. You know, if this constructor is run away, then you don't need to construct, you just take 50% you can go in there. So I just, maybe this one is my misunderstanding for the, this 25%, 25%, but I need from the AG side can maybe can indicate how allocate for this project, this percentage, the budget. Thank you.
Someone want to respond to that?
Chair, just looking at that slide I've just put up there, the biggest part of the budget comes into stage for construction.
Yeah.
That's where the biggest part of the budget comes. And that's the part of the budget which the trading entity is responsible for. The planning and design will happen within the main account, and it's quite a bit smaller in relation to the overall project cost. When we do our budget...
The 25% is not the size of the budget. The 25% is the time that you allocate as part of the project. So the project is in four phases, and each phase is 25%. But the budget may be 5%, 5%, 50%, or 90%, and 5%, the budget maybe. Is that correct?
What typically goes, only there about 10% goes into your planning and preparation, your overall project cost, right?
Yeah. 25%, I think, I must admit the mistake is the percentage of a phase. So the biggest chunk of the project is about 60-70% is construction. Then the rest, you can see the 10% to the others. But the biggest chunk of our time and our budget goes into construction.
So you're saying 25 is wrong? That you guys must change that to make it 5, 10, and then 70. Because, I mean, that's what I thought, that construction will take 3 years or something. Whereas design...
We'll correct that.
You correct that. And then have a look at those percentages as well. That seemed to me that if you're in a whole year, you're only going to do 20% of... If the design is only 10%, you're going to do only 20% of the 10%. Then we're really in trouble in terms of where we are. So just relook that whole thing. It may be we've simplified it too much, and in the process we've made some some mistakes. Okay.
All right. Sorted out here.
Okay. Lovely. Let's get on to the entities. Remember, I asked the department to come and tell us a bit about the entities and how they go about this. But I must say, I'm now not too worried about it because I'm assuming when the entities do their work, they do it completely with the department. And if we're following the same methodology, basically, then the entities in theory should be done in such a way that they achieve, help the department achieve its objectives. So I imagine that is how it is. So let's quickly, just as I said, let's go through it quite quickly.
Thank you very much. There's quite a detailed slide presentation as well, and you'll see some similarities in the planning approaches by the entities, and you'll also see the role that the department plays in some of the oversight of those entities in determining their strategic plans. So I give the, as I did before, the policy and legislative mandates for the entities. We then classify or show the classification of those entities in terms of the PFMA. TCTA is the only Schedule 2 entity in terms of the PFMA, which would take it into the same type of classification as a state-owned enterprise, such as Eskom and those other similar entities. Schedule 3A.
Okay, don't worry about that. Let's,
got that.
We can see the.
Okay.
Here's the other thing: water users association.
They're not classified in terms of the PFMA. They fall entirely within the ambit of the. Of the Water Services Act, so they don't. You won't see them listed in any of the schedules of the PFMA. We list there the shareholder responsibilities. Every one of those entities has a responsibility to enter into a shareholder compact with the minister as the shareholder representative, and it runs through the appointment of the board members, right down to enforcing accountability and also to take remedial action. I won't go through each of those bullet points. The board and management responsibility, those are also covered within the shareholder compact, also covered within the...
Okay, let's jump all that. Actually, this is very useful, but use it later.
Okay. Then we just show the relationship between those institutions and the departments in terms of just pictorially. The overview of the water boards, the list of documents which have to be submitted to the minister in terms of legislation, policy statement, the shareholder compact, corporate plan, business plan, quarterly reports, annual reports, tariff increases, financial misconduct and materiality and significance framework. So those are all of the oversight responsibilities which we have over the water boards. In terms of the shareholder responsibilities...
And I jump over there.
Going down, thank you. We then look at some of the selected objectives and indicators of the water boards, and you'll see, Chair, that those do link back to our strategic plan. So we've given you a matrix showing how those performance objectives from the water boards in broad terms align with ministerial outcomes. That's the 12 outcomes of government and then the water affairs strategic plan. And we listed the SOB strategic objective. We then indicate the outcomes and the impact and the some of the indicators. So that's where we show the cost referencing. The rationale and the criteria for selecting the indicators is to ensure that those entities are aligned to government objectives.
Would what they do, if you delve down in the dashboard, will it go to them as well, or just the department?
No, at the moment the dashboard will be just the department, but the
is
dashboard
that correct?
You could expand it to start introducing...
Surely it must include the rest as well. I mean, surely, like CMS, water board, all of them achieve the same objectives we do, it's just another entity. Surely the dashboard has a link to that.
But, Chair, I would request that in the first year, this 13th year, that we focus on getting the department right first, and then we can have a look, see how we incorporate the others. Minister is wanting us to have a dashboard indicating the performance of the entities reporting to her as well. But we need to just get our baseline information in the department right first.
But you see the philosophy.
The logic is absolutely.
The logic is there. I mean, otherwise we're going to get off. Yeah. All right. No. I mean, look. I mean, we can't build Rome in a day. So understand that we need to do the one. But you must do it in such a way that you're clearly preparing and making it ready to when we have the capacity to bring that into it, whatever the performance indicators are. So when you look at the dashboard, look at it in two ways. Look at what it is now when you're engaging with the department, but also look in terms of when the other entities are part of it. Are all the indicators there or should there be more or not? Okay? Right. So let's leave it at that.
Yeah, Chair, I'll just skip down to TCTA just to show their balance scorecard, where they've got the five levels in terms of perspectives and their focus areas. They run down from stakeholder, financial management, internal business processes, and learning and growth. You can see there's some similarities there already. So that's the one where we've used TCTA as an example of their dashboard. And then in the presentation going back, we've used the process followed by Mgeni as just to show you the methodology which they followed in preparing their strategic plan. And that you'll find on slide 13 and 14, where they have the four balanced perspectives, customer and stakeholder perspective, finance, process and organizational capacity. You can see there's even a similarity there between the TCTA one. Then they've got their strategic objectives, increasing service and customers, customer and stakeholder satisfaction on the finance side, mobilizing funds, very similar to our one in terms of the funding for infrastructure development, increasing return on assets, similar to our one in terms of revenue, and then with them running as a business organization, they've also got to have as a strategic objective improving their financial ratios, which was one of the methodologies which they used to report. And at the bottom, in terms of organizational capacity, organizational capacity perspective is developing the work resources and increasing skill and competency. And you'll see that that's also linked up and is similar to what we had in our scorecard as well. So, Chair, I'm going to whisk through those. The Water Research Commission really indicates under what provision they've been established.
The Water Research Commission is the only real entity we have that's like, I mean, I use the word that's really separate. I mean, the other CMAs and things are all integrated into our work, isn't it? The Research Commission, of course, is integrated, but it's more that research side of stuff. Okay, no, go ahead.
The Water Research Commission doesn't only do research for the department. They do
research. But I want them to become more and more focused on the department, and I want them to become more, to show us that the work that they're doing effectively impacting on government policy. So, I mean, they can go broader, but we remember we ask them from now on to much clearer show us how their work is linked to government also achieving its objectives. I mean, at the moment there's no such performance indicator to show that 20% of their work actually impacts and helps the government achieve its objectives. They've got no indicator like that.
Chair, the limitation in terms of the work that they're able to do is based on income derived from the levy applied to the water tariffs currently for every cubic meter that is water that's sold,
yeah.
4.6 cents goes towards research, and they do also try and obtain leverage income as well.
Look, I'm very happy with their work. All I'm saying is we must try and bear those links. Yes, sir.
Sorry, Chair, for yourself. Just on the screen of the Water Research Commission, and I think the point of saying that they need to have some numbers of measurable link is important. But if you look at all of those four areas, they are almost directly linked, if not integrated, to what the department is doing. Obviously, we need to refine in terms of...
I know, it's all... The only thing that I'm saying is, let's just go and sit down and work out indicators. I mean, I think things are there, and I think a lot of that work does impact, and we may be able to ask for more money when we start showing with performance indicators that this work is absolutely inimical in us achieving our objectives. But if we don't, like when I asked them that question last time, they just couldn't show it. They say, well, we can tell you, we can go through every document and show you. This has impacted on the NWRS and how we've developed it, and this has impacted on this act, and this has impacted on this policy of agriculture. They'll be able to probably show it if we go and ask it. But we've not developed performance indicators that we can actually see those and link it back and be part of the budget. Because ultimately, I want them to do the work that they're doing now, but I want them also to, as a big percentage of their money, might be spent on projects that are directly. Then, of course, whatever else they gave the money to some nutty professor sitting in Pittsburgh of Arthur University, and he's looking at the drinking patterns of ants, which they're not the biggest consumers of water. They're not going to dent our water supply significantly, and maybe the research on how many water ants drink is maybe not the most important research around. But it has to be done because there's a nutty professor doing it, so let it be done. But we can't 100% be checking on our ants are drinking water.
For very important change is the fact that in terms of us finding out how the water is captured, we can use beetles to see how they capture water in terms of rain water.
Okay. I know you'll find a way to link it back. Okay.
If I could then move on to the CMAs, just cover the enabling legislation, CMAs, Schedule EA entities, so the service delivery public entity. We compliance monitoring is done also through the annual reports, business plans, quarterly reports, and financial misconduct, where we've got to deal with that as well. Our oversight. No,
skip that stuff. Don't explain that.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean, it's as good as in the document.
Yeah. Chair Yeo again will give you a table showing the linking of their performance objectives with the outcomes, the 12 outcomes, and also with the DWAS strategic plan.
Wow.
So what we've tried to do in the presentation given here is to show you that there is a linkage between what those entities do and what the strategic objectives of the
department. This is the dashboard, basically.
Yeah.
Let's go here.
Okay. So, Chair, that's the end.
Questions? Dr. Huang?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think it's regarding Lesotho Highland Water Project, it is under management debt is about 16.8 billion rand. I just like to know from the department side, because we signed the department signed the second phase for the Lesotho this Highland Water Project. This is 16.8 billion rand is debt by the fourth phase. Then only second phase is other 16 billion coming. So this one for revenue all come from the water revenue. But this one passed by how many years already this fourth phase for the Lesotho Highland Water Project. So this, I was quite concerned from the department side. Yes, it is one beneficial from the Kaohsiung area from the water from the Lesotho Highland. But this one is too big, is 16.8 billion, not a million. So I'd like to know from the department side that can explain something for me. Thank you.
Any other inputs, questions? It's quite clear. Okay.
TCTA will always be managing debt because they're raising the funding upfront to be able to implement those projects, which are then where the debt is drawn down by the way water is used over the lifetime of the project. So we'll always have a debt book. That's what they were set up for. And when we implement the phase two, you in fact see that debt that they manage going up as they raise the funding for the phase two project. But if you look at their performance over time, you'll see how they've managed that liability, and it is covered in quite a bit of detail in their annual report, how they manage that liability and cover the debt. And that debt is also underwritten by guarantees from government, particularly in the Lesotho project. The others are covered by way of, we refer to some of the implicit guarantees rather than explicit guarantees. Yeah. So they you cover those guarantees by way of back-to-back agreements for the project, where they where the department in an implied way will cover the debt on the behalf of government. Thanks, Chair.
What a pleasure it's been to come to work today. Could always be like. Look, the issue is this. I want to echo what members have said. What we try to do with this exercise is that every year we come and look at the budgets. The problem is that at that stage the money has been spent. AG complains about things, Treasury complains about things, but it's all in the past, it's gone. You tell us you've done new things and so on and so on. Then at the end of the year we have to do this BRR process. And that mainly they tell us to look at performance. We then look at where the AG comes, it got orange, red and yellow, and red is absolute no-no, green is absolute compliance, and most things are almost complied with, and it's yellow in the middle. I mean, because AG and them didn't even have yellow before, so we've now, I want to force them to have orange, yellow and lime green, so that the part in the middle is not just one big glob of 99% and 1% achievement. It's above 50, or say above 60, 40 to 60, and below 40. So that one gets a much more nuanced feel for the thing. That, you know, there's a red light where they've got it, and that is dangerous. We must club the department hard, that their ears ring. There's green, and we kiss them and love them till they're blue in the face. And then the fuzzy area in the middle, we try and analyze to see how we can strengthen that and get better performance. So, I mean, part of this process is to see how we can improve these things. And I've engaged Ms. Miller already to say, but guys, listen, you're not helping. You're not, I mean, you are measuring the performance of the department, but the results you give to us doesn't help me, as I sit here as a chair. Because you're giving me like black and white, and most of it's grey. And what you must do is you must like get the grey into to dark and light grey. You know, to nicely in between, so we can start understanding where the difficulties are so that we can engage on these things. So this process is trying to enhance this process. At the end of the year when we do the performance, we look at the figures, we hear what has happened, but we've got no clue about the thinking behind where we've got there. I mean, we're not foolish. We understand that part of the thinking is a budget and that limits you. I mean, you get a finite resource and you have to try and divide it amongst all these things and so on. Then secondly, of course, we now have the money bill. And the money bill gives Parliament the power to actually make suggestions around the budget. Now, I'm not a big advocate myself that Parliament should use that power to try and change. I mean, a budget is not just a thing of numbers together. There's a big political, economical process that goes into that, of thinking and so on, prioritizing, and you have to weigh up priorities, and then something comes out of it. So you can't just come and start knocking here in one place and start changing money and so on. I'm not an advocate of that at all. But when we have a proper dashboard that you guys have, then I can start actually engaging the department. Not on have you complied, haven't you, which we do now, which is a really waste of time. But to actually start engaging on substantive discussions on is your priorities right. If I look at your dashboard and this is you're only achieving this and we're not moving this indicator. Therefore, that this is an important, one of the important 15 indicators. We're not moving it at the moment. So clearly there must be either something wrong in your operations or your prioritization, or the fact that your money is not there. Yet, overseas travel and parties and lunches at lunchtime and nice fancy eating. I know our department eats very fancy, not this stuff that we have here, this old spilled bread and things that we have here in the plastic that Chileka gets us. Not this stuff I'm talking about. No, that's fancy milk. Now, that stuff, maybe we can prioritize some of that money. So they talk on the road and these fancy lunches and so on, into more infrastructure. So you see what I'm trying to say to you, to make all these produce of the budget and performance meaningful, both as public representatives to engage you on, and so on, we need the things that we've got now, it's like a tick box system. I mean, I sit here as a chair and I just, like, we chair and we go through the meeting and so on. I mean, you know me, I'm not a big fan of the BRR stuff, because when we do the BRR stuff, we will already pass the budget in April and in March, and then at the end of the year, we get your annual report, which is the annual report of the budget that's already the previous year. We're now trying to analyze that. I mean, it's just the system is not right at the moment. But that's the system we've got, and I know that there is work being done to change that, how we can align those budgets of the department and parliament, how we do. So, okay, that's happening. In the meantime, what we're trying to do is to try and streamline this, that it doesn't it becomes a more meaningful process. Now, in that context, your input today is magnificent. It is magnificent, I must tell you. And I don't say this to me, I'm not saying that, I never say anything lightly about magnificent. Because what is that? I know when I ask you for the implementation that I'm going to be bitterly disappointed. I know because of the problems the department has. But the fact that this department is struggling as much as it's struggling can sit down and work out and just put down on paper the thinking behind what the kind of budget and the things they want is magnificent. It shows what capacity this department has got. I mean, you start with these... You start with this page. Just looking at that page already, and I saw this page in the beginning, I said, okay, these people know what they're talking about. Because if you do that analysis, if you say this is what drives what should be in our strategic, then you understand what your work is. Because you have to understand all those departments, you have to understand the international instrument, you must understand the thesis and the role of Parliament, and of course, all that you have to understand to get to your strategic plan. Already that slide shows it to me that this department, in terms of the philosophy behind the strategic plan and that, it is understanding what it has to do. Then if you go to the next slide, this one already, but it's in another document, you go to the dashboard. I mean, that is exactly, I couldn't articulate it clearly without your sister department, but I said to what we need is the overall kind of indicators that we can measure every time to see how we're getting there. Now, this is the dashboard idea, is the right, that's it. Because what you need to do is you need to get a baseline where we are now. This, if we're all in agreement that those are the indicators, maybe there's one more, one less. Once we've got that, including, of course, the entities, one, they're also part of it. Then we'll be able to, from now on, as a committee, this is what I will engage with. And I want you to show me how you're achieving this. And how each part of the department you delve down is making sure that we get this. So that when we see this one is only moving a little bit, I say, okay, show me where the problem lies. Show me which unit is not playing this role, that we're getting this thing to move faster. Then you go to the next one, which is, you know, and there's very few departments that will make their goals less. That already shows me that you guys are thinking. Because what happens is, there's empires to create. How do you create empires? You create goals. The more goals you create, the more, then you have to have more units. Because Toko needs to upward mobility. She needs to move up. She needs up here. She needs to get to the DDG spot. You can't get to the DDG spot if you look at the round and you see all the DDGs are only in their 40s and their 50s. And they're no white males anymore, so we can't get rid of them. So, now we must make space. Now we must make space. The mere fact you guys sat down and worked out from 6 goals down to 4 to try and concentrate them, that really shows me huge thinking around the thing. That shows me huge thinking around it. So, and then after all these analysis of these ones, shows me then that you are able to put that into practice. So I really want to say to you that, I must tell you, I came here this morning, oh God, what are we going to listen to now? I honestly did, because of what I know is going on and the problems and so on. Then I come here and you guys have produced work like this. Man, I almost, you know, Toko, I feel like kissing all of you.
The problem, I've got a finite number of kisses because I've got my family as well. So I can't now just use up all of them. But you know, it's really great. Now what we need to do, you guys must now get the next steps. Move on, Marieta, you must move on this dashboard. Let's get the thing done. We would also get the AG and Treasury on board, make sure that we're all moving in the right direction, because it's going to help them tremendously as well in going forward. And then, as I said, and as DJ has indicated, once we have the baseline sorted out, and I hope you guys work day and night to get this baseline sorted, even if it's not 100%, but at least we've got all the indicators there, then we can do audits and that to get them up better. But let's rather get there and start putting it there, and as I said, then to then add the entities to it. Let's move with that as we go. I think that is it. Obviously, a lot of these issues we're going to delve into and discuss during the budget vote, and see how it's going further. But I mean, I must say, it has been an absolute pleasure to see how the department has been able, in the 2 years that I've been here, been able to, all the time, be able to evolve to this. As I say, the proof now is in the eating. And I know there's weaknesses in the department. I think some of the way the department is structured, we've said that before. I mean, that licensing should be a very more central way that we structured in the department. Those things haven't been done. So those, I think, are things are going to, the dashboard are going to show us those problems later, and maybe then we'll start moving on it. But again, with it, I mean, we're quite aware of the instability that is now taking place again, and so on. I do hope, of course, that we're going to get good, better results than we did last year, CFOs, on the finances, because I hear the Auditor General has told me that you guys have now moved to make sure that the financial people in the regions now report to the CFO. I mean, Ms. Mabasa must have let go of that tower very, very, very heavily. She obviously did not let go of it easily. But I'm telling her it's going to be for the better in the long run. So I hear all those things about it. I've got my spies, all these things that come through the grapevine and so on. So it's now for us to translate this. You guys are on the right track. Now translate this. Get it down. Speak to your members. Tell them that the committee feels that this is right, this is where we must go, we must now make sure we get these things done in the, and so on. And I think, I mean, all the things that I could ever dream for having achieved in this meeting, we've achieved it. Because now I can go much easier and go and deal with the problems in your budget vote when you get there. Because I know the philosophy behind it is sound, we're there. I don't have to worry about that. And that is really what we try to do with this, and I think it's going to take us somewhere. Now, just to say a few things, the program for the department, I think we start with you on the 20th. Well, we may have to move the, for the 80, just we may have to move the hearings around the consultants report. We may have to move it from next week to the week after, the Tuesday after, because I may have to go to Bangkok to the CITIC meeting with the minister. So we may have to move that. If we do move it, that will take place, make a note, Babala, for both departments on the morning of the 12th. Okay. On the morning of the 12th. Then we start with the budget hearings of DR first, because theirs is less problematic and much less money, and then we start with Dua on the 23rd, I think. Now, I want to try and do the budget hearing slightly differently. I want to start integrating some of the work of the entities into the budget, particularly around infrastructure, Ms. Marte. I want us to, like you guys did here, I want infrastructure to be done separately, and then we do whatever way you structure your input, then water trading entity, TCDA, COBLA,
and the Lesotho Island projects will all be part of that input. So we look at all those things together under infrastructure. Not like in the past, where we do infrastructure in the department, then later we look at TCTA. I'm trying to integrate it more, okay? So we'll do that. Now, all the usual stuff, the last budget, the new budget we want to look at, whatever financial problems we want to look at that, whatever scope I assigned, all those, the usual things we look at, okay? Particularly around finances. But this year, as you showed me today, I want to see much more clearly how the NPC plan, our SONA obligations, and the MDGs are integrated in our, you must show me when you give the inputs, how that's been integrated into the department. Exactly the input you gave today. You say all those things you take into consideration. I want to see how, okay? I want you guys to show that. So that's one of the focuses. I want you to also come and these are just some things I'm highlighting. We'll do all the usual things, but these are the things I'm highlighting to you. I want to have update on the BPR processes, the recommendations and the implementation. How far were those things, okay? And what has happened? I know that the AG is worried about this. She feels that things have not, it's not a final report, they're not, there was a promise that they will help them with the implementation, that that's not necessarily happening, and so there's some worry about that. So we need a full report on that, what is happening on the BBR. The water tribunal I want an input on, where are we going with this thing? There's really worrying about this. Then this year I also want not long inputs, but inputs on the blue and the green drop. We last had it in Pretoria, long, long time ago. I want to hear what the quality of the water and the things are, okay? And then, remember, you still had to come and give us a briefing on water hotspots. All these places where there's been explosions around water. And you guys, I know, have been acting on some of these. I think it's time that you come and report to Parliament what it is you've done, so that we can see and marvel at it or suggest changes. That is like your beginning of your stuff. So, you know, Trevor, we're doing the usual things. You do your usual programs. But then the infrastructure program, I'm pulling out as a separate one, as I said, and all those water trading entities, those must report under it. Then after that, a full report on the CMAs, where they are, the work that they're doing. Then a report on the we've never had reports, full report in this committee on the irrigation boards and these water user associations. I want a report on that, where we are with it, what is happening and so on. And then after that, a briefing by the Water Advisory Council. We've actually never heard from them. They've asked for a meeting long time ago, that they just come and tell us what it is they do and so on. It's just, and then of course the Water Research Commission. So when you look at the program that I'm reading from the program as I'm reading here, these are the things I'm highlighting, of course, and you'll find those things in here. It doesn't mean that the other things we don't want, but those are the ones I've highlighted. Also, when you want to know what is outstanding to what you've not responded to, in the front of the program you'll see there's a lot of things I've written here. A whole lot of stuff. And there's even a whole list of outstanding issues. Now go through that list and see if there's some of these things that DG that needs to be reported back on, okay? Or even if you just tell us we haven't finished this yet. For example, the whole thing of the Vaal River legal stuff. I mean, there was regulations to be drafted and there's things to be done. I don't know where those things are, how far they are, and so on. So go through the front part of the program and also help you show the outstanding issues that are still there, right? And of course, when you're preparing for these inputs, now, we're starting on the 26th, in the whole morning of the 26th, the morning of the 27th, are the first 2 days, and the, is there not a, this March, is there not, so that's a committee week. That's a committee week, so we're not sitting, so we're sitting the whole day. The whole day of the 26th, the whole day of the 27th, the whole day of the 28th, right, with your budget, with the departmental stuff, as I've integrated these in here. Then the recess starts, And then we're back again on the 16th of April. On the 16th is also a committee week. That whole week has also been set down for the Department of Water. Except for the Tuesday, we're going to do public hearings on something else. But the Wednesday and the Thursday, the 17th and the 18th, is for the water boards. Okay? Water boards on the 17th and the 18th. So, what that means is we have 5 full days. 26, 27, 28, and then the 17th and 18th of April. 5 full days that we'll be looking at your budget, where you can unpack all these wonderful things that you've had to do. So the first lot is the usual budgets and all that stuff. Now, if you have any problems with the way you prepare and so on, I mean, you can of course speak to me and we can deal with that. But that will be where we're going to go with this. I've also asked Ms. Balsa that I still am awaiting the summary of the National Water Research Strategy. Remember, we had the hearings and there were a lot of things that we highlighted and we felt needed attention. You guys have never summarized that for me and never sent it to me. So I still don't know. I don't know why Obama is not so efficient as she used to be. She used to do these things very quickly. Because at some stage, clearly you guys, I know you're now finalizing a document, but I need to work out how we may or may not engage you further on these matters to see to what extent you are able to deal with these or not. I do think there's a meeting like that necessary. That will be the main issue that we need to deal with you guys. But as I said, please, DG, if you can have a look at the program, it should be finalized in the next day or two. As I say, there are 5 days set aside, which is going to be a lot of work and a lot of time to be spent. The 3 things that I've asked specifically, you guys meet, dashboard, the baseline when it's ready, the water pricing strategy, and then the last thing, of course, is to relook these indicators around infrastructure. I'm worried about this because you yourself have indicated that there's some mistakes there, those are correct. Anything else from the members? Have I summarized it? Anything from the department?
Just if I could raise programming issues. On the 5th, we were going to have a clash with SCOA, as we have SCOA in the morning of the 5th, but you're moving the Auditor General's report on the consultants.
Provisionally, that just if I go to Bangkok, yeah. If it's not approved, then I may not go and we'll have to still continue.
There's the 12th, might be a problem for us as we have the hearings with SCOA on the 12th. Just in terms of program.
Okay, we'll look at that.
Other than that, thanks, Chair.
Otherwise, what we must do, no, we can solve that. We can just call the AG. When we do the budget hearings, we've got 5 days. We can call the AG to come and do that report during the budget hearings. So that's fine. So what we'll do is we'll move your, I put in here the AG and them as given input at our hearings as usual. So let's just change that, okay? We won't do their consultants. Either on the 5th or the 12th, we'll do it during the budget hearings. We've got a lot of time there. Okay. Well, we've got 5 days. Okay, that's fine. All right, thank you very much. And once again to the department, please tell all your staff that we were very happy with your work and we think you guys are on the right track and we'll further engage with this during the budget hearings. Okay. Members, just to say that we're passing a report tomorrow in the committee in the House on the Algiers Convention. Remember, it was passed unanimously in the commission, in the committee. I've asked Ms. Bengu to deliver our report of the committee. She's busy working on that. So just as you know, she's going to do it for us. And this program has only been worked out till middle April because we still don't have the second and the third term. I've engaged Mr. Froelich to say, but you know, difficult to plan our work if we don't know what. So he said he hopes that it's going to be finalized this Thursday. But I've, in any case, once we've finished all these corrections and stuff, we'll give you the program at least until middle April. Okay. Then if there are any comments, of course you'll be given space to comment on it. But at the moment it is literally us starting on the 13th with budget hearings and going through right till, and then we've got all these press statements we gave around the emissions, the other act, the Coastal Act, and the EIAs, and the Green Paper on Oceans. When we finish with the budget hearings, we'll have public hearings on all four of those immediately after. So you can see the program is very full and very interesting. So we'll let you have all those things, okay? Of course, we'll have to fit in the NWRS input somewhere once we've had that, and I've engaged with the DG and Minister. Okay, meeting adjourned. Thank you very much. I will inform you about next week. If I go to Thailand next week,